Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 1, 1804. Day 172 of the expedition. Looking for a winter camp. Over the last couple of days, the captains and the chiefs have continued discussing Lewis's speech requesting peace among the tribes. The expedition's main concern now is locating a site for a winter camp. The captains try to decide whether the better location would be upriver above Ruptahe village or downriver below Matutonha village. On October 30th, Captain Clark writes,
I took 8 men in a small pirogue and went up the river as far as the first island, about 7 miles, to see if a situation could be got on it for our winter quarters. Found the wood on the island, as also on the point, so distant from the water that I did not think we could get a good wintering ground here. And, as all the white men here informed us that wood was scarce, as well as game above, we determined to drop down a few miles near wood and game. Captain William Clark, October 30, 1804.
Clark and his crew opted to reverse course and float down the river below Matutonha village. On November 1st, the journal shows this entry.
We set out in the evening, and I, with the party, dropped down to the place we intended to winter, and Captain Lewis called at the village 3 miles above. Captain William Clark, November 1, 1804.
The prospect of the party camping near the lower Mandan village pleased everyone, especially Chief Big White, who said, We were sorry when we heard of your going up, but now you are going down, we are glad. If we eat, you shall eat. If we starve, you must starve also. Tomorrow, the beginning of Fort Mandan.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.